morning prayer and worship. This is Thursday in Ordinary Time, Proper 21 in the church calendar. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad you're here. If you have a prayer request, go to benmoremusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and our joy to pray for you and with you. A quick announcement: Friday, October 6th, and Monday, October 9th, there will be no podcast episodes. My kids are on fall break from school. Be hanging out with them. We will be back October 10th, Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend. I need something stronger than my own resolve. Something trials, floods cannot quench. But that fiery seal of your love on my heart, let it keep me strong to the end. The seasons have changed, and I'm aware passion is not enough. Now that I know my weakness more, oh, how I need your never dying love. Oh, how I need your never dying love. I need something deeper than mine. Desire something only heaven can give. Put that fiery seal of your love on my heart, that I might be strengthened and live. The seasons have changed, and I'm aware passion is not enough. Now that I know my weakness more, oh, how I need your never dying love. Oh, how I need your never dying love. I wanna come up leaning on my beloved after the wilderness is done. I wanna come up leaning on my beloved after the wilderness is done. I wanna come up leaning on my beloved after the wilderness is done. I wanna come up leaning on my beloved after the wilderness is done. Seasons have changed, and I'm aware passion is not enough. Now that I know my weakness more, oh, how I need your never dying love. Oh, how I need your never dying love.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. The seasons have changed, and I'm aware passion is not enough. Now that I know my weakness more, oh, how I need your never dying love. Psalm 105, 1-22. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons till what he foretold came to pass. Till the word of the Lord proved him true, the king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom.
We seek your face always. We seek your face always. We seek your face always, Lord, Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Our scripture lesson today is Matthew 7, 22-29. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
The word God. The word of the Lord. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Thursday in Ordinary Time, Proper 21 in the church calendar. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically for those in your life by name. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations, whatever it is. Just lay it before the Lord today. He cares for you.
We seek your face always. We seek your face always.
Let's pray for our families now, our extended families, our immediate families, whatever that means in your life today.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, enemies, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today, pray for them now. Thank you.
seek your face always. We always seek your face. We seek your face always. We always seek your face.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Seek His face always, always seek His face. Thank you for praying with me. We'll be back Tuesday, October 10th. Have a wonderful weekend. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit in the United States. Thank you for your donations. BenwardMusic.com/donate.